Now, the presence of tools are often used to show a hominin site, but of course the clues are even clearer if you find human or human relatives' remains. So how much can the odd bit of skeleton really show you? Well, Connie Orbach went to meet UCL's Maria Martinon-Torres, who's been getting her teeth into the topic.
We really look at the skeletons, and the skeletons really show very important differences between species that we can really try to investigate to understand what that anatomy was well suited for, which type of behavior, locomotion they were having, or changes throughout the human evolution. So we were more robust, now we are more gracile. But particularly in this aspect, it's very interesting to look at the dentition, because teeth are really, really very useful, apart from being the skeletal part that usually gets more well-preserved in the fossil record. But the interesting part about teeth is the size, but mostly the shape of the teeth, are genetically designed. So in a way, they are really reflecting, in a very conservative manner, some type of genetic inheritance. So all those little cusps, grooves we see, these little tubercles and things that we're looking at, each of those traits have a strong genetic component. You know, so we cannot really always look at the genes to really see the genetics of the species, because not always the DNA is preserved. But by comparing this pattern of groove, cusps, and the shape of the teeth, we can really try to infer the type of kinship there was with extinct species.
And have you got any examples that you can show me?
Sure.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, specimen store.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. There's so many skulls.
Yes. This is a chimpanzee, a female chimpanzee. This is a human. This is a Paranthropus or robust Australopithecus. And this is a gracile Australopithecus, like the group where Lucy belonged to.
Okay. Yeah. What can we see from the teeth here?
I would say that the big difference is that Homo sapiens became very boring, very simple. We have very simplified teeth, very small in general, in absolute and relative terms, so that we have a small teeth, but it's not only about size. If we look at the morphology, you have quite simple occlusal faces, the part you use for chewing. You don't really see many features, many grooves, just quite simple. However, the teeth of other species that were more primitive, here I'm showing you, for example, Australopithecus robustus, is not only about the size, which you can really see the difference in the size of the teeth, but also look at this, they are much more baroque. So you really have many more grooves, accessory cusps, you know, it's really much more complicated occlusal surfaces than those that we have.
And you can really see why we have so much smaller jaws than monkeys, things, because our teeth are so much smaller to fit in the first place.
I would say that there is less of a pressure on our mastication, because we really help ourselves with something else than with teeth. With tonsils, with fire and cooking, we rely less on our teeth for survival. In the past, it was really an issue. Nowadays, we don't need to be the healthiest or the strongest to survive. Sometimes it's the one who has better connections, the one who survives.
In fact, some of us don't have teeth.
Yeah, indeed. So, yeah, you know, it's not anymore like the fittest mean the strongest physically, you know. It's about your contacts, your friendships maybe, your influence or your money, you know. So in that sense, it really has changed a lot, our relationship with the world and with the group.
And we'll be looking into how our social selves evolved in more detail later in the programme. That was Maria Martinon-Torres. She's at University College London. Now, you're listening to The Naked Scientist with me, Chris Smith, and this week we are devoting the entire show to uncovering our origins. How did we get to where we are today? And are we really all that special? With me are paleoanthropologist Lee Berger, biochemist Matthew Collins, and archaeologist Thomas Prophet.